Genesis 2:25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. This short closing sentence of the present chapter might have been omitted without any loss, seeing that it mentions a circumstance for recording which there seems no great need. For what does it concern us to know whether those in paradise walked about naked or clothed in raiment? This little clause of the concluding sentence, however, is very striking and very necessary. It shows us, in a matter apparently quite insignificant, how dreadful an amount of evil this nature of ours has suffered through original sin. All nations, more especially those of the north, hold nakedness of the body in great abhorrence. In like manner, the more grave and modest characters among us not only condemn short military jackets, as they are called, which are worn by our youth, but avoid public baths, and our uncomely parts, 1 Corinthians 12:23, are always most studiously covered. This among us is wisdom and a moral discipline worthy of all praise. But Adam and Eve, Moses informs us, went about naked and were not ashamed. For them, therefore, to go about naked was not only not disgraceful, but even laudable, delightful, and glorious to God. But all this delight and glory we have now lost by sin. We alone, of all creatures, are born naked, and with an uncovered skin we enter into this world, whereas all the other animals bring into the world with them as coverings of their own, skins, hairs, bristles, feathers, or scales. We, on the other hand, continually need the shadow of buildings to protect us from the heat of the sun, a multitude of garments to defend us from the rain, the hail, the frost, and the snow. Adam, however, had he continued innocent, would have felt none of these injuries or inconveniences. But as the human eyes retain still that peculiarity of nature, that they are not evilly affected or distressed either by cold or by heat, so would the whole body of Adam have been entirely free from the distresses of cold or heat had he never fallen. Had Eve, our mother, sat among us naked, the mere form of her breast and other members of her body would not have offended us. But now, because of sin, they awaken in us shame and inflame us with evil lust and passion. This brief clause, therefore, shows us the awfulness of the evil which has come upon us as the consequence of sin. It would have been considered a proof of utter insanity. That very state of body, therefore, which was in Adam and Eve their highest glory, would be in us, should we be seen in that state, our deepest shame. It was the very glory of man, and would have continued to be so, had he remained in his original innocency, that while all the other animals had need of hair, feathers, scales, etc., to cover their unsightliness, man alone was created with that dignity and beauty of body that he could appear uncovered in the glory of his created nakedness. But all this glory is lost. We are now compelled not only for necessary protection, but for the sake of avoiding the deepest turpitude, to cover our bodies with more study and care than any other animals of God's creation, for they all came into the world covered by nature. After this manner, therefore, does the second chapter of the book of Genesis more clearly and fully describe the creative work of the sixth day, in what manner man was created by the wonderful counsel of God, in what manner the Garden of Eden was formed, in which man might have lived in the highest possible pleasure, in what manner, by means of the prohibition of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the external worship of the future church was instituted by divine authority, by what external worship and in what place had the prohibition of the tree of knowledge not been violated by Adam and Eve. They would have testified their obedience to God had they not been deceived and drawn aside by the snares of Satan. Some suppose that Adam with his Eve passed the night of the sixth day in paradise until the following seventh day, the Sabbath. And what occurred on the Sabbath day, the following chapter will inform us.